Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for those with iman, belief, Allah ta'ala has ordered them to do good deeds, to perform good amal, good deeds. Allah with His fadl, with His mercy and grace, when He allows a person to practice good deeds, when Allah ta'ala gives him the wealth of iman, then after that, the second thing, so once Allah ta'ala gives iman to somebody, the wealth of iman, then the second step is to do a'malu salihat. In other words, amalu salihat, good deeds, for the person to do good deeds. A'malu salihat, the pious elders have told us there are two types of a'malu salihat. One is those category, one of those deeds that Allah ta'ala has ordered for us to do. And the person, the human being, the person who has iman, should without hesitation practice every amal that Allah ta'ala has ordered us, given us the hukam to perform, without any fuss, without any hesitation. And the second category of good deeds are those things that Allah ta'ala has told us to refrain from, to cease practicing those things. And both of these categories are come under the banner of amalu salihat. A person can see that when he's doing both of these actions in parallel, according to Allah Ta'ala's hukam, then that individual is doing amal, and he is coming under the banner of iman. That person's in a good position, in a good state. But because all amal are for the akhirah, for the hereafter, everything is for the hereafter, and both amal, both deeds will be presented, both types of deeds will be presented in the court of Allah, and upon this a human being will be judged and accounted for. So this, the amal we do, the deeds we do, Allah Ta'ala has laid down a condition for the deeds. And the reality is that this condition that Allah Ta'ala has given, from fulfilling this condition we will get success, not just from doing the deeds. Okay, fine, we have obeyed Allah, prayed salah, fasted and performed hajj and given zakat, and according to Allah's hukam we have left sins and we've rejected the bad ways, etc. Fine, but there's a condition additional that Allah Ta'ala has laid on mukhlisina lahuddin. Allah Ta'ala has given the clarity here that when you do both amal, both categories you are fulfilling, then Allah Ta'ala says, I will look at both categories, I will assess them, but using one criterion. One criterion. What is that one criteria? One point of judgment. Allah Ta'ala says that angels say, Allah, this is this person's salah, his tahajjud, his dhikr, his Quran, his ilm, his knowledge, etc., etc. Whatever that person has to his name. Allah Ta'ala will say, okay, fine, this is good. He did something. He crushed his desires. He rejected shaitan. He left sins for the sake of Allah. He did A, B, C, D. Allah will say, that's fine. That's fine. And then the individual will be waiting. MashaAllah, I've passed. Let me go into paradise. Then Allah Ta'ala will say, but there was a condition that I set alongside this. And I mentioned that condition in the Quran. مُخْلِسِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. I want to see amongst his deeds, because now he has come to my court where we will be scanned, proper scan. In the court of Allah, the individual cannot lay down any excuse, not put forward an excuse, cannot deceive, fraud, nothing. There's no chance. Will any excuse or deceit go? This is not the court of the world. This is, for example, the man, the brakes will be put on. Hazrat Sahib, Sufi Sahib, Maulana Sahib, everyone will be there. The brakes will be put on. The people will say, wait, wait, where are you going? There was a condition that you had to fulfill with all of your deeds. مُخْلِسِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. SubhanAllah. That I want to see, Allah Ta'ala says that your deen, your amal that you did, that you practiced, were they for Allah's sake or were they for something else? SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. And that's where big decisions will be made, my friends. And even the big titles, they will seem drowned. They will be lost. And then Allah will say that, sift out from all of this person's deeds, how many did he perform for my sake? Allah will say, how many did he perform? For my sake. And this was the reality. That Allah Ta'ala says that the criteria, the condition, the measurement of your saying that you are my servant. It's not just this that I told you to pray salah or to fast or to go on hajj, etc. No. Allah Ta'ala says that you are my beloved ummah and you are people of iman. For you, Allah Ta'ala said, I open the doors for you to do many good things and to achieve great things, subhanallah. And you're not fulfilling them for this reason, foolish people, that your salah is not being fulfilled. In this, you have played games. I cannot see that you did this for my sake. And your Quran, testify, Allah say, come on Quran, testify for this person. Did he do anything? Bring the hisab. Bring the Quran and the deeds attached to the Quran and speak. And the Quran will say, Allah, he speaks nonsense. All of his actions were due to the greed of the world and for attaining a name. And the Quran will say this itself. The Quran will speak and testify. Come on, Sufi Sahib. In the court of Allah, mashallah, used to do tazkiyah and you are an ashik, a lover so called. And let's see your dhikr and your fikr. That were you really an ashik? And the dhikr that we did was say, he's speaking nonsense. Allah, he kept on asking, when will I have kashf and dreams and experience miracles? When will I get a khilafat from my teacher? He's talking nonsense. It wasn't for your sake, Allah. Oh, that will all go as well. Quran will go, dhikr will go. So Allah will say, in reality, that this is why you are practicing the deeds. But my criteria, Allah Ta'ala says, that my condition to do hisab with you was very clear. Today you will see the results. That every breath of yours was extremely precious. Oh, useless individuals. Allah is saying, you look at the ummah that you were part of. Every breath of yours was to earn an azim amal, a great deed. And we'll say, how Allah? And Allah will say in this way, subhanallah, that your sleeping was ibadah, your waking up was ibadah, your speaking was ibadah, your business was ibadah, your transactions was ibadah, your children being born was ibadah, going to your wife was ibadah, your eating was ibadah, your sleeping was ibadah, your resting was ibadah. And the person will say, huh? What's this? Allah will say that you're sleeping in the afternoon was ibadah, you're staying up in the night was ibadah, you're waking up was ibadah, you're speaking was ibadah, you're going to the marketplace was ibadah, and fulfilling your needs was ibadah, and fulfilling your desires was ibadah. Allah Ta'ala will say, all of this was ibadah, ibadah, and a high status of ibadah. Allah say, I'll show you one man, Allahu Akbar. Allah will say that all of this was made as ibadah for you, worship for this reason. How was this to become ibadah for you? All of these deeds and actions, how? How would they have become worship actions? Just Allah Ta'ala will say that if you had fulfilled the requirements of servanthood, that if you were eating, what should you have done? That Allah Ta'ala, I'm not eating this for my sake, I'm eating this for your sake. That's the basis of the action, Allah Ta'ala says. This recognition and awareness and feeling if you had within you, then food had to enter into your throat and stomach anyway. And you had to have the taste of the food, didn't you? And you were going to eat an apple, you were going to take the enjoyment of the banana. But the difference was what? That within you, in your heart, a noor should have been developed of servanthood, such a light that whilst eating, your thought should have been that I'm eating for Allah's sake, otherwise I will not eat. Subhanallah. In other words, every direction of your life, every progression of your life should be focusing towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every step of your life should be focused towards Allah. Every action of yours, every moment of yours, every breath of yours should be focused towards Allah for Allah's sake. And this would become high grade ibadah worship. But Allah Ta'ala said that this ibadah you brought, the faraid, even these deeds have defects within them, cracks. Allah Ta'ala says that even these deeds you practice for the sake of the world. Otherwise the mu'amala with you was that the rest of your actions in your life could have become azeem worship if you had created an awareness within that this is all being done for the sake of Allah. There was a pious elder, he made a house and he invited that the house that he made was probably one room and next to it within just a simple room, basically, that was his house. And he maybe made a little courtyard in the front, and there was a window in the wall of the room, the single room. So when everyone came to meet him, they said, that this window you've made, what's the benefit of this? There's no benefit of this, no wind will coming, no breeze, nothing. He said, this window that I have made, constructed, there is the reason I did made it was not for the breeze to come in. The reason was I wanted the adhan to come in so I could hear the adhan, so I could respond to the adhan. Because the breeze is going to come. But what was the objective here? So I became ibadah for him. That window became ibadah for him. Allah, do you understand what I'm saying? Look at the thought process here. So this is what we need to develop in our minds and our hearts. Mukhlisina lahuddin. This is the definition. Not just we stop, I prayed, I'm fasted, Allah will accept. No, Allah Ta'ala says, my Jannah that I've constructed is massive, beyond massive. And we will regret in the hereafter that I didn't attain the highest grade in Jannah. Isn't it? So this is what we need to strive for. This is what we need to work hard for. And how will we attain that benefit? How can a human being get the success beyond success? Two things, two categories. Oh, leave it. Why are you telling me? And those who understand, who read the Qur'an, who understand the Qur'an and they stand firm. That what's this Allah Ta'ala saying? What's this? That we need to get this. Ikhlas should come into our life. Sincerity should come into our life. We need to do everything lillayat for the sake of Allah. That becomes ibadah, worship. Subhanallah. So that's it. We need to attain this. Should we do this or not, my friends? Yes? I can't hear you. Inshallah. Then, me and you, what's our objective of life? We don't even pray properly. If we don't have that jazbah, if we have that passion inside, alhamdulillah, then every footstep, going to buy a car, your focus is on Allah. No, I'm going to get a new car. Inshallah, it'll be easier for me to get to the masjid. Automatically your thought process will go direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Automatically you will think that towards Allah, your direction. Your tabiyat and your manner will become that Allah ta'ala has put a chip in our brains. You understand? Chip, the processor. If you switch the processor on, then the human being's every action and thought and emotion automatically becomes Allah. Allah. This is what I want. This is why Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا ذِكَرَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. That's why the greatest ibadah is dhikr. And this is the greatest dhikr, to pay attention to Allah, focus on Allah, to do for the sake of Allah. The biggest point. So this is the feeling, emotion we should have. Then that human being is a true human being. Then we realize that even in servanthood, life, even at the time of death, the person succeeded after death, hisab, accounting easy, because everything is lillayat, for the sake of Allah. And people who are like this, let me tell you, who have this jazbah and passion, they take total enjoyment in the world, subhanallah. The total enjoyment of the world they attain. One is the worldly person eating the banana, and one is that person eating the banana whose niyyah is what? Towards Allah, towards its greatest one. And then he's eating the banana like he's in Jannah, paradise, and the first person's like he's Pakistan. Where's this banana come from, Pakistan? Where's your banana come from? From Jannah, from paradise. Subhanallah. Why? Because he has a link with who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the person who has a link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's become massive, high status, magnitude. Yes, that this earth I'm on, I don't know what this, for example, this earth that was before a nursery or something else, and then it was clean, purified, carpet was laid down, and it was termed, given the name, Masjid, Allah's house. It's linked with who? Allah. So here, morning and evening, angels come and you sit and do dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. So did anyone ask about this piece of earth decades ago? And what's the glory and the status and the value of this piece of earth on the day of judgment? What will be the value? It will rise in the same way as a masjid. Subhanallah. This will be the quality, and this cannot be changed. Why? Why? Because it's linked to Allah. It's connected to Allah. One person, he's wandering around taking the criticism, rebukes from people. He tried to get a vote. He wants to be MP. I want respect, status, pomp, glory, titles, so people can praise me and glorify me and respect me. And there's another man, alhamdulillah, subhanallah. His link is with Allah. And he's got torn clothes even, and a torn blanket around him, wrapped. Whilst he's walking, even the king will bow and submit. Because who has got the respect? The second, the latter. Why? Because his link is with who? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's it. That's the point. What a big point. So when an individual does every action for the sake of Allah, every action in the world for the sake of Allah, then alhamdulillah becomes so tasty and easy for him. Every action, so great becomes every action for him, that the enjoyment doesn't cease. He says, oh, I had such delicious food, I had a beautiful sleep, and have more yaqeen. One is our sleep, like animals. Our eyes don't open for salah. And the person who sleeps for Allah, subhanallah, no alarm, eyes open automatically for tahajjud, subhanallah. And the great achievement is this. The walis of Allah have told us this, and I've heard this myself. Sitting in their company, I've learned these facts. that 1.5-2 hours is enough for that person's sleep. Subhanallah. Such fresh, they wake up after 1.5 hours. Don't ask, because Allah's control, it's in Allah's control. When they seek, when the person sleeps, for Allah's sake, after 1.5 hours, Allah Ta'ala fulfills his 10 hours of sleep. And when Allah Ta'ala wants to show him the sleep and the dream, Allah shows in the 10 hours of sleep, Allah will show him in the 1.5 hours of sleep, and he comes waking up fresh and alert. See, so should we work hard for this or not, my friends? Yes. So people who strive and work hard, they are called the Sufis. Yeah, we've said Sufis. It's not Sufi, Shufi. Yes, this is Allah's hukam, that every mu'min person should work hard and have the recognition and the awareness of witness. What's the method? What's the method? Inshallah. If we utilize the method that Allah Ta'ala, if we implement the method Allah's told us, we'll get the success. We'll get the objective. So don't be disappointed now. Don't be distressed. Don't be in despair. Allah Ta'ala says, though, this is the method. If you follow this method, you'll get ikhlas. You'll get the tomorrow, a year later, 2 years or 10 years later, you will get to your destination. Don't fear. Because Allah Ta'ala has given us the tariqah, and now it's Allah's hikmah. Now how quickly can we get to our destination? But on the day of judgment, alhamdulillah, we will rise on that status upon which we worked and made effort. If we work hard, sa'i mashkura, Allah Ta'ala says, that I like this when a person strives and makes effort. Don't be afraid, am I getting the result I want? I don't know if I'm succeeding. No, I know that I've been told a tariqah. If I stick to this, Allah, subhanAllah, then there's nothing to worry about. Nothing to worry about. Am I getting enjoyment and I'm getting... No. Just totally forget the issues. Just close your eyes and stick to the task. Stick to the task. That's it. Steadfast pursue. Allah's promise is that inshallah you will rise on that platform that you deserve. So if we have, if we start making effort towards ikhlas, sincerity, alhamdulillah, we don't see am I getting or not in the akhirah. Inshallah, our hisab, our accounting will be very easy and simple. Salah for Allah, fast for Allah, hajj for Allah, sleep for Allah, eating for Allah, water for Allah, sherbet for Allah, toffee for Allah, sweets for Allah, subhanallah. Every action that you will drink and eat with your nafs, not for your nafs, not for your dais, but you're doing it for Allah Ta'ala's sake. It means I'm doing this for Allah, I'm not doing this for anything else, I'm doing it for your sake, Allah. So what's the tariqah, the method to develop this awareness, to attain this awareness? Shall I if I tell you, will you do it? This is what we've come to learn. Well, what else have you come to learn from here? Huh? So you'll practice, inshallah's true promise? Okay. So it's very easy to implement this promise. Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, do it, that's it. Nothing else. End of story. Totally sealed and delivered. What an easy method. Allah Ta'ala says a very simple method. I'll tell you the formula. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah Ta'ala says, tuflihun is that person who's going to paradise. So paradise, that person will go into paradise who shows all his mu'amalat, his deeds were for Allah Ta'ala's sake. Isn't it? Allah Ta'ala is saying, tuflihun. Yes, that tuflihun is a massive statement. It's not just for that person. Allah Ta'ala says, it's not akhirah we're speaking about, akhirah. Allah says, I'm talking to you in the world. I'll make you successful in the world. You'll have servants. You'll have a house. You'll have a shop. You'll have a business. You'll have success. But you'll get that what Allah Ta'ala wills you to have. Subhanallah, because you're getting it for Allah. You're doing it for Allah. You'll get health. Everything Allah Ta'ala will give in the dunya. And remember, such an individual who for the sake of ikhlas, he makes effort, then he should be careful on one point. Remember, that whatever you're getting, consider this is from Allah. Don't say, oh, I had a big job, high status, what's happened, I've been demoted, my job's gone, I had a big business, it's gone, it's gone down the drain, I had so much money, my money is reduced. That person will be left behind. No ikhlas. People of ikhlas are what? Because we are doing this for the sake of Allah, whatever Allah Ta'ala is giving, we should consider it's coming from Allah. That I am nothing. Allah is giving us everything. I have to accept it. Close my eyes. I'm happy. Job's gone. No problem. It's gone for the right reason. Allah Ta'ala wanted me to rest. If illness comes, okay, fine. Illness has come. Allah Ta'ala had the hikmah here. I was trying. I'm trying to cure it. But looks like Allah wants me to be sincere. There's no deficit. There's no loss. Lillayat is what? Zero loss. Because Allah Ta'ala's promise is coming. وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. So then Allah Ta'ala says, I will not go against my promise. Am I right or am I wrong? So why is Allah Ta'ala giving us this promise? Allah has given the reward of tuflihun on which point? Say it loudly. Dhikr Allah. Yes, subhanallah. So those who do the dhikr of Allah, they're wasting their time. Subhanallah, they are the greatest jamaat. The highest grade jamaat. the highest grade of people. Yes, they have taken all of the point with the fadl of Allah. They have taken all of the point. It's a very simple method of doing dhikr as well. Remember this. That if we speak about dhikr, then it's very difficult if a person does it himself. How much dhikr will he do himself? Say, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, this, tasbih, that, recitation, this and that. What should I do? But subhanallah, there's a tariqah here Allah Ta'ala has given. Qunu ma'as sadiqeen. Qunu ma'as sadiqeen. Allah says, shortcut here, you don't understand? Go to the wali Allah. And I've given you such a shortcut and you will succeed, subhanallah. What a great point. Going, we run away from the wali of Allah, from the mashayikh. Dhikr, you will be prescribed by the shaykh, such an excellent prescription. I remember a hadith here. Abu Rafa radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, his wife, Umm Salma radiallahu anha. And he was a sahabi, great sahabi. And didn't he know what was dhikr Allah? Didn't he not know what was tasbih and recitation? He must have known, isn't it, brothers? Or not? Morning and evening, with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wahi, revelation, hadith. Do you think they didn't know about dhikr? So did he not need, did he need to do dhikr? Did he have any lack of doing dhikr? Did they not know what was la ilaha illallah, afdal dhikr? Didn't the sahaba know about subhanallah, alhamdulillah? And we have learnt all of the science of the deen and the dhikr of Allah from the sahaba ikram, from the companions. This is ajeeb. Unique hadith, such a great companion, his wife Umm Salma radiallahu anha, and she didn't ask her husband, she went direct to the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, look at this hadith. And Rasulullah said, why have you come? And her husband was there. She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that I've come with a request, and I've come with a request to you. That's it. Rasulullah said, yes, what is it you need? What is the point? Well, for what reason have you come? She said, Ya Rasulullah, please prescribe to me some recitation, dhikr. Subhanallah, this is a hadith telling us the tariqah. This is where the deen has come from. This is where the deen is emanated from. One is doing dhikr yourself, choosing yourself. One is talqeen dhikr. That when an elder, a pious person, prescribes dhikr to you. So is the hadith not giving us this guidance? Okay, so Rasulullah said that you don't know about dhikr of Allah. So many tasbihs have come, Quran has come, and dhikr and the benefit. The Rasulullah say this, that you don't even know what is dhikr. Why are you asking me? Rasulullah, did he say this as a reply? Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That everything in the Quran, like today we say namaz is dhikr, prayer is dhikr, Quran is dhikr, tabligh is dhikr, this is dhikr. We all say this, don't we? But look here, did Rasulullah give that reply that we give today? No, Rasulullah said, you come to learn dhikr? Okay, learn dhikr. Subhanallah. What dhikr did Rasulullah prescribe? Do this from today. She said, yes. Rasulullah said that, say 10 times Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. How many times? 10 times. Rasulullah was teaching. Okay, fine. I will do this. Next and second point, alongside that, say 10 times alhamdulillah. Okay, she said, fine. And then 10 times say Allahumma gfirli. Okay. Fine. Then, next. Then when you say 10 times each of these things continually, Allah will forgive you 10 times over each time. 10 times. She said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm grateful, Jazakallah, that I've attained dhikr. That's it. For the rest of her life, she didn't do nothing, no other dhikr. And she recited this dhikr. So what do we call this? Talqeen dhikr. Receiving, getting the prescription of dhikr, going to a pious elder and learning dhikr. There are many effects Allah Ta'ala gives, good effects. Is this not a shortcut? And we say, why are we learning? What's the reason? Remember, it's the same reason. Why are we learning dhikr? Why? What did I say to you? For which reason? To instill ikhlas into our lives, to become mukhlisin. This is the path of dhikr. What is ikhlas? That everything becomes for Allah's sake. And that becomes automatically jazba, passion, noor. You cannot buy this from the marketplace. You cannot get this from the shops, from the kitabs, from other actions. Where do you get this from? You get this from this action. Dhikr will result in ikhlas. All of the walis of Allah you'll see, and the wali of Allah will be known as a wali of Allah. He'll be popular as a wali of Allah, famous when he becomes a wali of Allah. In other words, he has a link, an attachment with Allah. You'll become famous at that time in the generation. Today, our Qabreen, we say walis Allah, they were great walis Allah, they were this and that. So their greatest quality was what? Their characteristic was that every action of theirs was for the sake of Allah. That's why they are termed, defined as the awliyaullah. And what else are they for? That, for example, miracles and kashf and inspiration, all sorts of different deens, people from different deens and ways of life will show you this. But they cannot show you this. Ikhlas, sincerity is not instilled in the heart. Subhanallah. Khalis, only the wali of Allah, the true shaykh, who you go to and you learn, and every action of his is for the sake of Allah. Every action of his is for the sake of Allah. So if you tell me now what a positive life will be for that person whose every action is for the sake of Allah, never will he cry and lament over things and be in despair. What a great person. What a satisfaction and sakina and light on the face of that person, and how much peace in that person's heart. That every action becomes for Allah. Where are you going? Yes, that I'm going to meet this individual. No, 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 no. What will he say? That I'm just going, there was a pious person, a good person, a friend of Allah, I'm going to meet him for the sake of Allah. What a big difference. Where are you going? Not that I'm going to this place for dhikr. No. Subhanallah. The objective is that dhikr of Allah is being performed there, and dhikr of Allah will be there. There's a friend of Allah who will be there, and I will also sit there and do the dhikr of Allah. And there's a change now in his dialogue, that it's coming out from the machine. First is the name of Allah, then the action after that. Subhanallah. Why are you going to this place? We say, I'm going for this reason, that I'm going to fulfill a task of mine. I need to get medicine from the doctor. I'm going to run my shop, my business. No. No, first and foremost, I will present my need. I'm going for this reason, that this is Allah's order. I'm going to the shop to run my business. Allah Ta'ala has ordered that you have to look after your children, and I'm lazy, negligent. I wasn't going to wake up. Look at his manner and speech of speaking, style of speaking. I'm lazy, I'm lethargic, I can't open the shop, run my business, it's extremely cold. But Allah Ta'ala has ordered that I need to earn for my children, my wife. That's why I'm opening my shop. Subhanallah. Mindset changed. Difference, isn't it? Because he's not doing it for himself. He is doing it to fulfill Allah's hukam. That's why he's doing this action. And the person who does it for his sake, for himself, then that is not ibadah. Then the shoes will come. The pain will come. So when does a person attain this feeling and emotion? When he's fana for dhikr. He's immersed in dhikr. So, have you ever gone to a wali of Allah, a sheikh, a friend of Allah? If you have, then the prescription of dhikr is given to you, then do it steadfastly, regularly. And sometimes shake his hand, go to the friend of Allah, Hazrat, look, this is happening in my life. Am I going the right path? Am I doing the right thing, Hazrat? Or am I in the wrong path? Is my tasbih going in the right manner? A person asks to get the performance update or the report. And you can shake the hand of the shaykh. Not just you take the tasbih and disappear and there's no knowledge of what's happening. No, no. Keep the link with the teacher. Keep the link with the teacher. Sometimes you do salam, dua, request for dua, ask that... doing this tasbih, is this tasbih correct? Sometimes the wali wala is in such a good mood to give such a new thing that alhamdulillah, it becomes even a more shortcut and easier than the previous prescription. Look what a great method. Rasulullah said three things. Read alhamdulillah, read Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah, and Allahumma gfirli. And Allah Ta'ala says that 10 times on reciting each of them, I will forgive you 10 times. And she was a sahabiyah. She was a companion. Imagine her ibadah until today in the dunya. All women, Waliya, Rabia, Basri, collect all of the women. Umm Salma radiallahu anha, they cannot get close to the dust on the sole of the foot of Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu anha. Why can they? Because she did the ziyarah of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. With their own eyes, the Sahaba Ikram saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What a maqam. So tell me, if she was attaining the prescription of dhikr and talqeen, then this is the shan of the wali wala. We should say this with pride. We have not learned this dhikr from a kitab. My sheikh is this sheikh, and I've learned my dhikr from my sheikh, from my teacher. This is not bidah. Now is this? Is this bidah? Have I given you the proof from the hadith now or not? The proof. And even many amongst us are saying, they do tasbih. Is this bidah I'm doing? Is this innovation? I went to another sheikh. He said that, no, no, don't do this. I've just come from there, from India. Phone came. Phone call. You are sitting with the bidatis, with the innovators. Don't say, Allah, subhanallah. That does dhikr give us benefit? We think like this. First, make your yaqeen strong and solid. That every action of mine is according to the sunnah and the sharia. Sunnah. And Shariat according to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This not come from now, this come from generations, from our pious predecessors, from all these centuries back. So when waswasa comes, whispering of shaitan comes, straight away reject the whisper of shaitan. Tell him, begone with you. And another whisper comes, oh okay, you know I'm doing the dhikr, am I right? But tell me, until now, what have I attained? What have you attained, oh man? This is shaitan as well, because shaitan is the master. He thinks, huh? What have I attained? I've got nothing. And I keep on doing tasbih morning and evening, but I've not feel anything. I've not attained anything. What's the benefit until today of this tasbih? That in my dreams, I don't see anything that I want. I don't get a good feeling. I've got no sakina in my heart. I don't know anything that's happening to me that's positive. And then the shaitan shows the defects to the person. The person who does dhikr, he does ziyarah of Rasulullah, he gets good dreams, becomes a pious elder. And you've been doing dhikr for 10 years, says shaitan, and you're mad. Your dhikr is wrong. Okay, do this, yar. That this other shaykh is a very high personality shaykh. Go quietly, Hazrat Sahib won't know what you've done. Shaitan, because you know he's the master, he's so cunning. And go make a link with that shaykh, because telephone, you can phone him. Nowadays, you can phone. So what did that madman do? He listened to shaitan, obeyed the shaitan, Allahu Akbar. And that once from the person, if you're rejected from the court of the wali wala, then for the rest of the life, that individual cannot get the right path. Cannot be guided, because the pious elders have told us this. That individual who's once rejected from the court of a wali wala and he goes to the hands of shaitan, for the rest of his life, he does not get the manzil, the destination. Allah Ta'ala doesn't like that person, because that person is what? Today he goes to one person, then tomorrow he'll go to another person, then he'll leave Iman. Then he will get the detachment on, and he will have doubt in Rasulullah, he will have doubts in the Sahaba Ikram, and Allah Astaghfirullah. So what's the answer here? That whether I attain or not, whether I feel or not, Alhamdulillah, I've got the name of Allah, so this is totally correct where I am. I don't need anything else. I'm saying Allah, at least aren't I? And there's no greater thing I need than this. I'm not reciting the name of Shaitan, am I? Astaghfirullah. I'm not reciting some dirty impure thing from my tongue. Every time Allah Ta'ala's name is coming, I'm saying Allah. So can there not be a greater reward than this? Subhanallah. So nonsense, you're speaking rubbish, shaitan. If this path was wrong, if this was bid'ah, innovation, shirk, then never from my mouth would come the name Allah. Allah's pure name can only be, Allah Ta'ala permits that person to recite his pure name if only that person who Allah Ta'ala loves and has in high regard. So my brothers, this is an important point we've learned today, that if we don't have ikhlas and sincerity, then we are failures. Those individuals who have not taken hold of dhikr of Allah, I don't say that they're failures, but they're in a doubtful path. Because Allah Ta'ala's tariqah, if they've not grabbed hold of it, if they don't have ikhlas, the tariqah is given, if they've not attained it, sincerity, then we'll see. Why? Because they had kibar, takabbur, they had pride, and they were proud of their ilm, of their knowledge, on this kitab. Why should I go to the shaykh? I'm enough, I'm better than him. This is enough for me. This is the biggest attack of shaitan. That person, he prevents him from submitting. And a student should sit and submit, Hazrat, whatever I am, but to learn ikhlas, I've had to come to you. Please tell me the actions that will lead to ikhlas. Do you understand what I'm saying? Yes. So this is the path and the prescription. The individual who does not pay attention to dhikr of Allah, if he hasn't picked up the shoes and served the wali of Allah, then remember his iman is in high danger, extreme danger. I'm not saying this, our pious predecessors have said this, written in the kitabs. Pick the books up and read them. Learn the etiquettes. In every way, a person in his life should have a link with the waliullah, learn dhikr, and implement all the guidance of the shaykh. That's it. But this is the promise of Allah now. This is what you need to do, and taking you to the destination is my objective. End of story. End of story. So we can be steadfast on this or not? Tell me. Yes, we can. So we should grab hold of this action with firmness. The rest, what happens? Shaitan will try to deviate us. The shaykh will tell you the method, bring you back. You'll be able to do tawbah again. At least you have a destination, an end point. Just like a child drops, then he gets up, then he pats himself down, then he drops, then stands again. But one day he will start to walk with confidence. So we don't get afraid of this. I'm walking, then I drop, then I drop, then I walk, then I drop. Inshallah, the individual reaches to the destination. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq and all of you the tawfiq, that ikhlas can come into our lives. Ameen.